You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hello to Comics to My Kids, the official podcast for the Comics Corner Box. blogspot.com. I'm your host, Logan Dean, and with me today is my dad,
Matt T.
So, Dad, can you tell the listeners what we have read for today?
Well, Logan, today we read Max Meow, Donuts and Danger.
Cool. We wrote the book.
Well, the author and artist is John Gallagher. Some of you may recognize his name from the Ranger Rick magazines. So, Logan, this wasn't the first time you read a Max Meow book. Can you tell us a little bit about the first book in the series?
Yes, this is the second in the Max Meow second book in the Max Meow series. The first one is called Max Meow, the Cat Crusader. You can go check out my other podcast with my cousin Richard. Hey, I got a new book. Podcast where we discuss the book.
Cool, that's right. Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast over at heyigotanewbookpodcast.com. Okay, Logan, are you ready to dive into this book? Max Meow, Danger, and Donuts?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to give the audience a brief description of the book, or would you like me to? Well, thanks, Logan. Let's dive right into this book. Well, like a lot of good books to start off, after book one, we get a little bit of a recap. Here's what we learned from book one, before I can tell you about book two. Mild-mannered Max Meow is a podcaster and reporter for his own podcast in Kittyopolis, much like Superman's Metropolis, but Kittyopolis is more cat-themed. After eating a space meatball discovered by his friend Mindy, who is not a cat, by the way, isn't she? She's more of a human being. Because
yep.
Apparently human beings and cats like can, like, talk to each other, because this is what you would consider a
fantasy.
Yeah, a fantasy, an animal funny book is what I like to call them. So, Max develops superpowers. He decides to fight crime and gets help from his best friend, Mindy. Our main story starts with Max Meow fighting a giant penguin near a fireworks factory. Some fun-looking fights with some firework rockets. The giant robot penguin is thwarted and falls over to reveal some ninja penguins.
They're not quite ninjas.
Apparently ninjas.
How's that ninjas?
Well, I mean, come on. They have little, like, headband things on their faces, just like the turtles.
So if I wear funny glasses like that, I'm a ninja.
They're not glasses. They're bandanas. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles wore bandanas just like that. Those are Teenage Mutant Penguins. Heroes.
But they're not mutants.
Okay,
they're
well,
the
then
bad
they're
guys.
Then they're... They're tall teenage.
They're not teenagers.
How do you know they're not teenagers? I am making an assumption here. Those are clearly ninjas because they have little bandanas on their eyes. Prove me otherwise. Don't ninjas wear like bandanas?
Sometimes.
And don't they fight in giant, you know, mech suits?
I don't know what that means.
Giant robot, mechanical, mech for short. Robot. In disguise.
Sometimes.
Wait a minute, robot in disguise. Maybe they're not penguins. Maybe they're really Transformers.
No, they're penguins.
Okay. Boy, take all the joy out of imagining in the book. Alright, where was I? However, after a distraction, the penguins and the giant robot penguin get away. Hey, how did they get distracted, by the way?
Because the grumpy guy who, like, hates everything. He says he loved fireworks and lit the fireworks and they flew off. So Max Meow caught all the fireworks before they'd blow anything up.
Hmm. Yeah, that grumpy guy looks familiar. Was he in the first book?
Yes.
Do we see him again? Or is that a spoiler? Or am I making another assumption? It's funny how the grumpy guy looks a little bit like Max Meow, only with a hat. You think it might be Max Meow's brother?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so the penguins got away. So then Max goes to visit his friend Mindy, and we learn a little more about Mindy, her superpowers, and the cool invention she created, the Sizotron. What's really cool about the Sizotron, Logan?
it can make things bigger or smaller.
So it can shrink and enlarge. That is cool. Hey, if you had a Sizatron, what would you shrink or enlarge?
Probably nothing.
Really? You know what I would do?
What?
Is I would use the Sizatron on cabbage, and I would shrink them down as small as possible.
Why?
Because then it'd be so easy to eat, kind of like small little heads of cabbage like you'd see in a grocery store, but they're called Brussels sprouts.
But, Dad,
but they
wait.
Would taste way better.
The taste would never be the same as the actual thing.
Why not?
Because of the way it's invented. If we go to the giant broccoli.
Hold on, your microphone's over here.
It Max Meow.
Let's just slide you over this way. There.
Max loves broccoli, and so Mindy makes the broccoli gigantic, and when he took a bite, it did not taste the same.
Well, broccoli never tastes good anyway. I don't eat broccoli. I can't stand broccoli. Broccoli's horrible. Horrible. Why didn't they enlarge something better, like a banana? Like a giant banana. I'd eat a banana.
They have a giant banana that turns into a robot.
What? Hold on. Wait a second. Are we skipping past too far? You know, you're right. There is a giant banana. Because we find out later that Mindy will reveal her wonderful Sizatron at the Kittyopolis Food Fest. And so the two take off to the food festival in their civilian identities. Max covers a news story of the food fest when all of a sudden a new set of bad guys attack the festival. In a giant what, Logan?
Banana. Wait,
so,
it's still the same bad guys.
What do you mean it's still the same bad guys?
Well, it's still the three penguins.
Right, but we have another set of bad guys there too. Because we also have... we're also introduced to a character who is a squirrel. Why does she want to take over a donut farm?
Because before she was a bad guy, she used to work. Before she was a bad guy, she used to work at a area to sell donuts, and then people stopped coming and went to the other donut farm because he was actually growing delicious donuts that were healthy.
Wait a minute. Area?
Yeah, he was growing donuts. It was like a donut farm.
Okay, so she worked at a donut shop, or she worked at a donut farm, too?
She worked at a donut shop, and her enemy worked at a donut farm.
I didn't know that donuts were farmed. I thought donuts were made.
They are supposed to be, but... So, you know a bush? Well, these bushes actually grow donuts.
Wow. We'll have to ask John Gallagher where we can find a donut bush, because I wouldn't mind having one in the backyard. Because then I'd go out there every day, and I'd get... Whatever, you know. Ooh, we need a Boston cream donut bush. You think they make those?
I don't know. Probably not.
Logan, which character do you think is the most like you in the book?
I don't know. I don't think there's anyone who's like me.
Yeah? Is there anybody in the book that you like the most?
No. Except for, like, the Cat Crusader.
Okay. What do you think about the ending of the book?
Hold on. Let me get there. I think it's cool that the aliens for the next book are the bad guys for the next book are dogs against cats.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
See?
Yep. So, but what about Mindy's Sizatron? Did she get it back?
Yes, she actually gets both of them back.
Both of them? There was two of them? I thought there was only one of them.
There's two.
I only saw the one at the beginning. What about her superpowers? Does she finally actually start saving people and becoming a superhero?
Yeah.
Nice. What makes her change her mind to stop worrying about being perfect and just go out there and do it?
I don't remember.
I thought you read the book last night.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to change our rating system. Instead of stars, the book is going to go in one of three categories. Buy, borrow, or forget about it. It's more like a recommendation for people. So, Logan, would you tell someone that they should buy this book, borrow it from the library, or just forget about it?
I'd tell someone to buy it.
Yeah? You'll read it over and over again? You think that someone else would like to read it over and over again?
Yeah, but we only have a review copy, so I can't.
Actually, it's not a review copy, buddy. This is from the library. I borrowed it. Because I think it's a pretty good borrow, and I support our local library, so I would say to parents, you know, if your kid's not sure about the series, borrow the book. And if they like it, well, it's up to you whether or not to buy it. Logan just flat out says, buy it. Right off the bat, it's that good. Even though I didn't get a whole lot of enthusiasm from his answers. Logan says buy, I say borrow. So it's definitely not a forget about it. Are there any last things you want to mention about Max Meow, Donuts, and Danger? Danger.
Nope. All right, Dad. Let's wrap this episode up like a box of donuts on a Sunday morning. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Now play that music, Dad.
This has been Comics with My Kids. I'm Matt D.
And I'm Logan D.
Come check out the website, comicscornerbox.blogspot.com. Rate and review our show at Apple Podcast, Podchaser,
and Stitcher. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Comics with My Kids Facebook page.
Good night.
Good night.